We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to the Chicago Audible Podcast, changing up the way Bears fans stay up to date on their favorite team since 2015. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down. Welcome back, Bears fans, to another bonus episode of the Chicago Audible Podcast. This is your host, Will DeWitt, and I'm pleased to be with you for this very special show. We're going to break free from our typical game week routine, as this is an episode that just could not wait. See, we had the unexpected opportunity to sit down and have a conversation with Bears inside linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski. We don't have many chances to bring on players with their busy schedule, so this, of course, is something that we, and I'm sure you, are very appreciative of. So in this bonus show, Nick explains how this Bears season feels different, what it's like being NFC North champions, and of course, some of the success that he's had with this second annual Care for Real toy drive. We were able to have Nick on for about 10 minutes, so without any more delay, let's just go ahead and just dive right on in to that interview. Hey, Nick, I want to thank you for taking the time to hop on the show. First of all, congratulations on that big win yesterday against Green Bay. NFC North champions. I need to know, how does that feel?
It feels great, honestly. Especially after the past couple of years I've been here and just seeing the work we put in and just the things we've been through. I mean, just to have this as kind of a first kind of milestone this year, I mean, it feels great.
I'm sure it does. You know, as Bears fans, we, as you know, it's been quite some time. A lot of work, like you mentioned, has been put in to get here. We recognize that. We appreciate that. And, of course, I'm going to talk a little bit about football later on here in the show. But first, I want to talk about your second annual Care for Real toy drive. And another congratulations here, because you had some great success with it. You helped the organization reach a new record with 700 donated toys valued at, I think, $17,500. For those listening who may not know about this cause and about your work with it, can you please explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I'll start. I mean, basically, the relationship started last year. We teamed up with them just for a kind of a last-minute toy drive just to kind of help them just in the community, little things here and there. And, I mean, the Christmas toy drive last year, I mean, it was a huge success. So it was something that we wanted to continue into this year. So we had our toy drive the last couple of weeks at Bloomingdale's, the one on Michigan Ave, and the other one downtown. And, I mean, it's just the turnout was great. And then we're going to go tomorrow, actually, and have the actual day for giving the toys out and things like that.
That's such a great cause. It really is. Is there a special reason why you chose to get involved with it? Because personally, I grew up as a child in poverty, and I didn't get a lot of toys and gifts for Christmas, and we had to rely on some of these, my family did, in order to get some. So personally, I understand just how much it can really help a kid during the holiday season. But is there any specific reason why you decided to get involved with this cause?
It's that holiday spirit, and like you said, I mean, there's so much joy for kids around this time. And I mean, I understand that there are those kids that aren't as fortunate as some others. So just to be able to kind of shed light on that and help the cause. It was great last year, really get such a huge success out of it. So it's something I just wanted to continue on.
Sure thing. To put you on the spot as well here, and I apologize to do that in advance. Do you plan on doing it a third year? Because I'm assuming so with the tremendous success that you've had so far.
Yeah. I mean, I plan on it. This one hasn't really finished up yet, but I mean, looking forward, I mean, I have no reason not to. I'm looking forward to it next year.
Awesome. Well, just fun fact, here at the Chicago Audible, we would be more than willing to help spread the word leading up to it as well, to help make that third year even more successful than this year has been as well. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, I appreciate it. I absolutely will.
Awesome. Now, I know that you're a pretty laid-back guy, a quiet one as
finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. For a limited time, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets and experience the deep, undisturbed sleep of Tempur-Pedic. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Well, and I'm very appreciative, again, that you took the time to hop on the podcast. I just want to take a moment to help Bears fans get to know you just a little bit better. Outside of the football field, and I know that as a player in the NFL, that takes up the vast majority of your time, both during the season and in the off season. But do you have some maybe non-football activities or hobbies that you do enjoy?
Football takes up the majority of the time, especially during the season. In the off season, I mean, I enjoy traveling. I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh. I like to go back, spend time with family during that time. And I mean, really, I mean, it's pretty much football. But like I said, traveling, I like to do that. See some of my friends I don't usually get to see. Other than that, I'm, like you said, I'm pretty laid back.
Yeah, I remember I met you your rookie year at training camp, and I noticed that you took a lot of time to meet some of the fans, take their autographs, but yeah, very laid-back guy. But going back to that rookie season, do you perhaps have a welcome to the NFL moment that kind of sticks out that year?
I think it was probably my first game against the Dallas Cowboys, I want to say, back then. I remember getting injured during training camp, so I didn't really play much of the games. I remember I was just kind of thrown out there. I mean, it was just wasn't like such a specific moment. But being out there, like my first game, I mean, it was fast. I mean, it was just kind of just hit me. I felt like I wasn't playing very well. And then, I mean, it all just happened so fast. So, like, after that game, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I think if I remember that game correctly, Lael Collins, I think you popped him back quite a few yards on his rear end. I don't know if that's a play you're remembering a little bit, but that's the one that sticks out of my mind when you came in on a blitz and knocked the offensive lineman back about 5 yards with just your arms. That was an incredible play there.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really, like I said, a specific play, but I mean, just that whole game and getting done with it and going back and watching the film, like, wow, I have some work to do.
There you go. Now, of course, the cool part of being here over the last couple of seasons, like you mentioned on the top of the show, is that you've been able to kind of be a part of the rise of this defense. And I know there are, you know, many variables in play here, but if you had to boil it down, I want to know, like, what's led to such an uptick this season compared to years past? I believe you guys were a very strong unit last year, but with some of the injuries, that kind of course kind of took its toll as well. But was it the retention of having that same core group? Because it seems like that the continuity has been a great opportunity to kind of grow within this system. Is that what's led to such a drastic uptick on the defensive side of the ball?
I think that plays a big part in it. But I also think, I mean, just the energy. I mean, like you said, we were a good defense last year, but it started back in OTAs with the leaders, I mean, just stepping up and kind of looking back in the year before and just saying, hey, we need to be better than last year. And I mean, it started in OTA, just coming in every day and kind of having that goal to get better, build on what we already did well and whatever we need to improve. I mean, building on that as well. So, I mean, that, like I said, that started back in OTAs when we first met up. It was kind of the mindset ever since.
Great. Now, obviously, winning a divisional title with two games less left has to be a very great feeling. But looking at the year as a whole and the team, I just want to know, like, what's the feeling in the locker room different now in December compared to maybe the first couple of seasons?
I mean, the biggest thing you notice is just the energy in the building, the energy in the locker room. I mean, you see it on game day. You see it, I mean, in videos. I mean, just the energy there. We're having fun with it. I mean, just from top to bottom, it's just great energy, and we're having a lot of fun.
I need to know, are you a participant in Club Dub?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone is, now, especially yesterday. I mean, just like, the emotions are so heavy, the energy's so good. I mean, everyone just gets in there, the lights go off, and there's people everywhere.
That's great. I want to know your impression of Coach Nagy now. You've been with him now since January, and he seems to be really connecting with each and every one of you in that locker room. What kind of coach has he been to you, and just some of your takeaways about what he's brought to the organization?
He's been great. I mean, it kind of goes back to what I was saying with the energy in the locker room. He plays a big role in that. I mean, he comes and he brings it every day. I mean, on the sidelines, I mean, on game days, after games, I mean, he's always the same.
And Vic Fangio, you've been with him for a couple of years. Is there anything that you've learned about him over the years? Anything surprising or just what kind of guy he is?
I mean, he's a great coach. I mean, he knows defense. So, I mean, he's a guy. I mean, he's kind of rely on him when you have questions. I mean, he's just an overall great coach.
All right, I just got one final question here for you. What would make this 2018 season a success? Of course, you just clinched the division. You're in the playoffs. You're going to have a home game regardless. What kind of aspirations do you guys have in that locker room?
I mean, for us right now, I mean, we're not really setting a goal. I mean, obviously, the goal is to go all the way. But for us, I mean, it's next week. We have a game next week. That's the most important one. So we're not looking forward too far. I mean, we're just taking every game by game, and most important one's the next one.
Absolutely. It seems to be working so far this season. Only your four losses, only by a combined 14 points, very close to competing with everybody, I believe, in the entire league. So I just wanted to thank you again for taking the time to join me for this discussion about your toy drive and, of course, the season so far. Lots left to go. I'm very excited to see exactly how it all kind of shakes out. But just thank you again, Nick. I appreciate the time that you took today, and good luck the rest of the way. We're going to be rooting you guys on.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care, man. Okay, Bears fans, I hope that you enjoyed this interview with Bears linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski as much as I did. I want to thank you for the continued support that you give our podcast. We'll be back tomorrow for our weekly Meet the Opponent show, as we'll be meeting the 49ers to kick off our Week 16 preview. But until then, Bear down, Chicago. Bear down!